Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is Groundhog Day. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so Groundhog Day. I wouldn't put too much into it. Not a lot of stock anyway, because Punxsutawney Phil's predictions, he's been making them since 1886, only been right about 39% of the time. So you'd be better off flipping a coin.
Yeah.
But the Groundhog Club claims he's never been wrong. They say it's their fault for misinterpreting his language.
Sounds like a certain political party, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's been misunderstood, basically. So he usually
Are you
predicts,
sure that he identifies as he?
Well,
we may have
I
to
shouldn't
say
make
they.
That. No, you're right. I shouldn't make that assumption.
Yeah.
He usually predicts six more weeks of winter. So he's only said no shadow 19 times that we know of since 1886. So. There's 10 years where there's no record. But the whole thing's been cleaned up. They used to eat Punxsutawney Phil after he made his prediction.
Yeah.
They actually served him up after the first official Groundhog Day in 1887.
So you have ground groundhog?
Yeah. Apparently that groundhog meat, not bad.
A little gamey though.
Yeah, although quite tender. If you cook it right, I'm told.
Yeah. Well.
So there's that. Yeah. All right. Speaking of, you said, we cannot know whether Punxsutawney Phil actually is male or female or how he identifies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard this? Every agency of government has now been weaponized. The GAO, Government Accountability Office, right? Their entire job, the only job that they have, is to oversee government agencies, make sure spending's on the up and up, looking for fraud, looking for waste, that sort of thing, right? That's your job.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what they're actually doing right now?
Can't imagine.
They are dedicating their time to fighting public school dress codes around the country. Public school dress codes.
Sorry, I don't see how that fits into their job description.
Yeah. It doesn't. The government is so out of control and really no longer answers to the Republicans in any kind of way. They get bored and they wander off and these people in these agencies go on woke quests.
Well, once again, I will show my age and point out that there is absolutely no constitutional authority for the federal government to have any involvement in education.
No, none.
None.
The Department of Education should be eliminated immediately because that's absolutely not constitutional.
Yeah, Republicans have been saying they're going to do that for some time. Yeah, I think back to the Nixon administration.
Right? Yeah.
Probably.
According to the Government Accountability Office, school dress codes across the country in your local public school make students unsafe and can further racism.
Of course, we got to get racism in there.
And various alphabet biases.
Yeah.
And they must go. The USA Today story says, it was titled, I don't know if you saw this, Sexist, Racist, and Classist, Why the Feds Are Getting Involved in School Dress Codes. Well, you mean like writing policy at a national level? That'd be bad enough. No. Local school dress codes. Okay, what is the first problem with the school dress codes? Well, the girls wear dresses and the boys wear pants. Because you could see this is a problem. Because that connotes that there is such a thing as a girl, Lee.
Of course, yeah.
And a boy. This is forcing gender on innocent students. Poor things. Cannot do that. Now, the whole dress code thing was actually a liberal idea for public schools to introduce. They've had them in private schools for a long time. But in public schools, because it would erase the difference visually to the best, you know, ability possible between rich kids, poor kids, and everyone in between, everybody wearing the same thing, right? Yeah. Convenience for parents, and then just the general adherence to a standard of dress, right? Well, that has got to go.
Well, I can see why this is a problem for liberal think, because if you are going to have a dress code that requires those that are identified as, not as they identify, but are identified as being female must wear dresses, then if you are a trans, I always get this confused, if you are a biological male that identifies as a female, then you would be required to wear a dress. So they've got to get rid of that.
Right. Now, the reason they did this is somebody in Congress, we don't know who, slipped into a bill that the GAO must now analyze and go after public schools for their dress codes. So Congress has dictated this. This must be one of these bills nobody read, including Kevin McCarthy or any of the Republican leadership. Yeah. So public schools are now getting letters from the government, the GAO, Government Accountability Agency office, urging them to rethink their dress codes.
Which should immediately go into File 13.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, the Constitution, I mean, the federal government is only supposed to provide for the military.
Mm-hmm.
They can only regulate trade
across
state lines.
Yeah.
Not in states,
yeah.
Across state lines. They have no authority of any kind over energy. They could perhaps regulate trade in energy across state lines,
yeah,
but
right.
The EPA coming in telling you can't drill, they have no authority to do that. It's bizarre that it's going on. I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. So all of that stuff going on, and now they're into telling you can't have a dress code. So, but writ large, we don't know who in Congress put this in the bill. This is part of the phase two. I need to do a podcast on this. That I predicted in a podcast a little over a year ago that the whole transgender celebration phase, that was a transitory phase.
Mm-hmm.
Transgenderism is transitory.
Yeah.
That's a transitory phase to the real goal, which is eliminating gender distinctions.
Right.
Basically making any reference to gender, any projection of gender by a person. Hey, I like to, like, you know me, Lee, you see me walk around, right? Like, I like to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I adhere to certain standards for myself, even when the Rise guys look homeless.
And I would say those standards are pretty darn high, Terry.
Well, thank you. I am always dressed up. I'm always in heels. I mean, relatively dressed up, right?
Yeah.
In a way most people don't do in offices anymore, right?
That's for sure.
I do. Sometimes I wonder why, but I do it anyway. I just feel weird coming into work in jeans and a t-shirt. I could, but I don't, all right? Well, in a future world, say, I don't know, 18 months from now, at the rate we're going.
Or 18 weeks.
Yeah, really. That would be projecting femininity. That might be a microaggression against my non-binary coworkers. I don't have any yet, but that is where they are going with this. Uniformity, total conformity, no projection of gender, because that is a microaggression. Trust me on this.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
where they're going. Yeah. And because the left is against individuality in any of its forms, and they're absolutely against achievement, which is the ultimate form
right.
of individuality, distinguishing oneself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So one of the best ways to do that is to make sure everything is uniform. No gender expression allowed. That eliminates a lot of individual expression. So that's a win-win for them. This is what this is. They're actually using transgender people and gender in general to achieve what'll end up being basically a national dress code enforced by cancellation. And it's starting in the schools, and they're sicking the GAO on these poor kids and these poor parents. And here's the thing with these uniforms. In a lot of these public schools, children who are poor get these uniforms. Their parents depend on them for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to go. Can't have that. So, and then you see this other, I don't know if you saw this out of Arizona, there is a group of parents flipping out because the textbooks under review, the biology textbooks,
mm-hmm.
insist there is no gender. That there are dozens of genders. Gender is unknowable.
That is not biology.
No, it's not.
That
it's ideology.
That is not biology. That's exactly. That is ideology. That is a form of religion. That is almost a theology.
Yeah, that's theology.
Because it has nothing to do with biology, which we have plenty of physical evidence, shall we say, to prove that there are two genders. That there is male and female, period. That's it. That's fact. That's science. Whether you accept it or whether you want to accept it or not, is or whether you deny it, is immaterial. It does exist.
Yeah. That does. But watch this, okay? So they're slipping it into the textbooks. Once it's in there, it's science. And once it's science, if you don't conform, you're a bigot. So, I mean, wow. Sicking the GAO on dress codes. Something, I mean, the GAO, don't even get me started. Never mind. All right. Coming up on the show, an amazing admission. You're going to love this. And Tom Brady retires for good. We'll get into all that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
unbelievable admission. Hunter Biden admits the laptop is his. He's remembered it's his. It's all come back to him now. And he's suing Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon for giving the hard drive to the media. Now, all Hunter Biden had to do to prevent the hard drive from being given to the media was show up to pick it up, respond to multiple calls and emails asking him to pick it up, and read the contract that he signed that said after a certain date, the laptop would default in ownership to the repair store. So he had multiple opportunities to do that. He did not. And when you leave behind evidence of your crimes in America, for those of us who are not royalty, we get prosecuted. You, me, all the rest of us, except Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden, this is the headline. You know what's so bizarre about this? This is a headline UK Daily Mail today, right at the top. They don't even live here, these people. They don't even live in America. And they're there telling us a headline story, UK Daily Mail. Let's go over to, let's just pick one. Let's just do an online experiment right now. CBS News. Let's just go over to CBS News. Let's see what the headline is there. Let's see what this is. Biden and McCarthy meet amid debt limit standoff. Anything about Hunter Biden admitting the laptop his? No. Hunter Biden calls for investigations in new front against GOP foes. No, not news here. Why do I bring this up? If I accomplish anything coming in here every morning and getting up and being tired and doing this, I want you to understand how fake your reality is. If I could change the way you look at the world, I will have accomplished my life's mission. Your world is fake. It's fake. Russia collusion, we learned this week, was fake. Columbia Journalism Review admitted it. It was all fake. Russia hacking, Russia bots, Russian influence on our elections, Russian disinformation, all fake, didn't happen. It's the biggest story of the first 2 years of Trump's administration. It was fake. Folks, these have moved beyond stories and media reports. The lies are so big now. They're whole fake realities. They're whole fake realities. They cause people psychological pain. I mean, you've got half, 56% of women who self-identify as liberal telling Gallup they have a mental disease. I am sure they do. They think they lived through a coup by fascist Russian Nazis. I mean, that messed me up if I thought that. Didn't happen. But it messed me up if I thought it did. Here is Hunter Biden back in 2020 when he was asked, is the laptop yours, Hunter?
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop was yours.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Now he says, in letters to prosecutors demanding investigations into Trump allies Bannon and Rudy Giuliani, that it was his and he is a victim of a crime. So he has suddenly come out of his drug-induced haze and remembered the laptop was his. Okay, can I back up for a minute to just show you the jaw-dropping nature of this? Never in U.S. history ever has so much been done by so many people to protect one crackhead from the consequences of his crimes. I'm going to say this every day, folks. I'm going to work this in every day so nobody forgets, because our side isn't doing enough to spell it out. 80 FBI agents, full-time, in a nerve center in the 2020 election, working to censor me, you, anybody who suggested this was really Hunter's laptop, when they knew damn well it was, because they'd had a copy since 2019. Think about that. And all because His Highness the Crown Prince Hunter Biden. Look, these people are royalty. They're oligarchs. This is an oligarchy now. This is how things work in Russia. The most powerful criminals, who also have legitimate business interests on the side, run things. This ain't a democracy. I hate to tell you liberal trolls, and it's not a republic anymore. It's an oligarchy. 80 FBI agents. This is documented in the Twitter files releases that the media is also blacking out. 80 agents working full time, not to prosecute Hunter Biden for the crimes clearly documented on the laptop, over 400 of them. No, no, no. To shut people down like me and you. How high did it go? How high did it go? Kayleigh McEnany lost her Twitter account for telling the truth about Hunter Biden. The New York Post, one of the oldest publications in this country, founded by Alexander Hamilton, one of the founders himself, shut down for daring to tell the truth. No less than the Twitter account of President Trump locked up temporarily for talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. His son, Trump Jr., account locked up for talking about this. Couldn't tweet about it. Couldn't talk about it. Couldn't go on Facebook, talk about it. You'd get a strike. You'd get a message. False, false, false. All on the word of His Highness. Because this is what, folks, this is royalty. I've got a child who's taking European history now. It's a really great course they offer in virtual. It's not the politically correct version. It is wonderful. And she's talking about to me constantly about royalty and the way that the society used to work. She said, Mom, it's coming back. I can see it's coming back. This is royalty right here. On the word of Hunter Biden, oh, no, this is mine. 80 FBI agents go immediately into overdrive. You better not say it. And sitting there and censoring accounts of regular people nobody's ever even heard of who dared to talk of it. All because he said this. Let me get this to play.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
I know, but you know that. This is
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't
the
know
truthful
yes
answer.
Or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could
or not.
Have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence.
Shut up, you lying buffoon. Could be that it was Russian intelligence. By the way, and we learned this week, there was none. There was no Russian interference. It was all a lie. A lie that the FBI used to get to power, to censor you so that you couldn't find out about Hunter's crimes. A lie they used at Facebook and Twitter in writing. Oh, Russian disinformation. There isn't any. Folks, do you wonder why Vladimir Putin is so terrified of this country? He's fighting in Ukraine to make sure he controls the territory so our tanks can't roll up to his border. This is why. We are insane. And he, Hunter Biden, is royalty.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. I am losing my mind this morning. I'm literally losing my mind. You're watching in this country what it is to be royalty. And off, something made the royalty look bad. The royalty would send their henchmen out to deal with it or the person. And look, there's been so much going on. I feel like our side's not doing enough on the Twitter file. We're losing our freedom of speech. It goes a little more every day. And Elon Musk is heroically documenting that. And he's almost yesterday's news. It's like nobody cares. And one of the ways we lost our speech, one of the most astonishing things I've ever seen in my lifetime, was FBI agents sitting in a hovel in Baltimore. I don't actually know what their accommodations were like. They might have been quite nice. And what they would do is they would take the Twitter rules, the Facebook rules, and they would troll for accounts to shut down because they were talking about Hunter. Now, they did this for COVID and other things too, but the primary primary focus of their election protection unit was to combat Russian disinformation. And pretty much all that consisted of, and again, we know this from the internal files of Twitter, was shutting down anybody who said the laptop was Hunter's. When they knew damn well it was his, because they had a copy. They would take down thousands of accounts on Twitter alone and tens of millions of posts and comments. Let that sink in. All because Hunter, His Highness, the Crown Prince of Coatness, said, oh, hey, it's not mine. So all of the enemies were vanquished, sent out from the castle. They were vanquished. The FBI did it. The FBI, you remember, acted as the belly button, in their own words, the gatekeeper, because it became so overwhelming for Twitter to keep up with the censorship requests from the Democrats. The FBI censored for them, the CIA, the NSA, the Department of Health and Human Services, the NIH, the CDC, CISA, the Department of Homeland Security. Twitter couldn't take the executives couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't keep up with all the emails. There were literally thousands of them. Take this account, take that account, take this account, take that account, take this account, take that account. Russia, Russia, Russia. Why the Crown Prince says it's not his laptop. By God, we must dispatch 80 FBI agents immediately to shut down anybody who questions the Crown Prince. We all knew it was his laptop. They did too. That's illegal, by the way. All this is illegal. I mean, it's an absolute constitutional violation. As Donald Trump said yesterday, this was election interference. It absolutely was, and it was election interference that breaks the law. You can't censor people. The State Department alone, via the FBI, acting as a gatekeeper at Twitter, just Twitter, requested the destruction of over 500,000 Twitter accounts, almost all of which were taken down, almost all of which were U.S. citizens. Some of them were CNN. Russian disinformation. Russia collusion. And we learn after all of that two things this week. Number one, laptop was always Hunter's. He just admitted it. In his letter that he wrote, his lawyer wrote it with him, demanding prosecution of Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani for passing that laptop along to the media. In the process, he admits it's his. It's the top story on UK Daily Mail today. In another country, a more functional country, a more normal country. In a normal country, this would be the top story today. After weeks of the top story being that the FBI must be shut down because it is absolutely, fundamentally, terrifyingly corrupted. I can't believe this just coming out of my mouth. If you had suggested to me on the text line 6 months ago or 8 months ago, the FBI is out there censoring everything we say, I'd have rolled my eyes and gone, oh, it's another QAnon nut. And I wouldn't have read your text. And I'm sorry. I didn't even imagine it could be like this. But it is. It is. What are we going to do about it? Where are our leaders talking? But Donald Trump isn't even really effectively talking about this. And I suspect that's because Donald Trump censored you too. He did on when the shelves were going bare during COVID. He was one of the first to censor you, and that made it okay. But it was not okay. It was a fundamental error of catastrophic proportions on his part. Because when he did it, when he went to Twitter, and it's the only one on record they've found so far, at least they've admitted to, where Donald Trump censored. Remember when everything was disappearing from the shelves and you couldn't get toilet paper and all this? Yeah, that was censored on Twitter. They used algorithms to take that one down. And that made it okay. The FBI moved in right after that. There's a reason they call it original sin. It has profound implications going forward. He made it okay. That's why, I mean, I always wonder, why did Donald Trump never condemn all this censorship? Not in any real way, anyway. It's because he did it first. He couldn't, and he knew it. The precedent is something we are going to pay for generations. I'm not putting this all on him. I'm putting it on the FBI. But, folks, and today, Hunter Biden, oh, yeah, it was real. Again, because of it, Donald Trump's account temporarily frozen. Kayleigh McEnany's taken down. The New York Post account frozen. All because the FBI agents who sit on Twitter, sit on the 15 platforms, said, no, you weren't allowed to talk about it. And then we find out this week, what did the FBI use as justification at the time? We know we've got their emails. Russian disinformation. It was Russian disinformation. Can't allow Russian influence on our election. That's like a coup on our democracy. We don't have a democracy, but we'll pretend we do. And we learned this week, that's a lie. That is a lie. There was never any Russian disinformation. There were no Russian bots. There was no Russian hacking. There was no Russian election interference. There was no Russian election influence. There was nothing. There are no Russians. They're not in there. They're not in the computer. You know, quite frankly, folks, to learn that this week from the Columbia Journalism Review that's asking, how did the New York Times get it so wrong and the Washington Post and all these other outlets? How do we think our elections were being taken over by the Russians when they weren't? Well, we know. We know how. We learned that this week from Twitter. Former FBI agent, retired, former head of the CIA and former head of the NSA came together and formed something called Hamilton 68. And they claimed they were monitoring Russian bots who were spreading Russian disinformation as, you know, a coup against our democracy. They created a dashboard. You could put any issue into the dashboard. You'd have a ready-made article. Oh, 80% of the chatter is Russian. But there was a lie that was all based on. Those accounts weren't Russian. They were American conservatives. You know why they were? Because the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA couldn't find any Russian accounts. Because there weren't any. You know, I'm quite frankly amazed. I would think Russia would be doing more to influence our elections. I mean, I would expect there'd be something out there, but there wasn't. Do you understand now why Russia is fighting as if it's a matter of life or death to have a barrier between them and us, to have control of Ukraine so we can't get to their border? Do you know how crazy we look? When you roll your tanks up to the Russian border in NATO countries in retaliation for Russian election interference that didn't happen, an attempted Russian coup, that didn't happen. How does Russia look at that? Act of war. It's an act of war. We are trying to fabricate a reason to go to war, and they're scared to death. You see them fighting like it's life or death in Ukraine? It is to them. And it would be to us if we were in their shoes, if Russia made up lies about we were interfering in their elections, mounting coups, we were the biggest threat to Russian soil, we'd fight like that too. We'd fight like they're fighting. Putin's not crazy. No, no, no. We are. Most specifically, our intelligence agencies are. Hey. Want to get your time back at work? You manage people. Here's a trick. Maybe you can just leave this in the break room. One company got 95,000 hours of productivity back. The equivalent of hiring hundreds of new employees, but not doing so and not paying them. How'd they do that? This is going to sound radical to some in management listening right now, but not so radical for those of us who are not in management. This is going to sound, are you ready for this? You know how they got the time back? How they made their employees dramatically more productive? They quit the meetings. Executives at Shopify Inc. decided no more events, no more meetings. Since announcing a temporary purge of some kinds of meetings in early January, so it's just this month, Shopify has deleted 1,200 events from staffers' calendars, freeing up 95,000 hours. Why are they doing this? Well, because they are facing the same challenges other tech firms are, having to let people go because of Bidenomics, Bidenflation. They're trying to find a way to get more work hours in, right, with less people. Meetings gots to go. Meetings drive me crazy. I'll tell you the pinnacle of this. I worked at a newspaper, okay? And we had this manager. It's a woman. She called a meeting. And I would have to come in as a reporter from the field to do this. I mean, sometimes I'd be sitting in a diner having coffee with somebody, like getting to the critical point of, like, hey, I'm working the source. I'm gonna get some information here. Yes, you kind of got to get to a friendliness level. Bam, Caroline. Caroline, she's having a meeting. Got to come in. Dang. Do you know what? You know what hurt? I mean, the absolute rock bottom was when I lost it. She wanted to know what kind of toilet paper she should order. We had a meeting about that. There were a couple other items on the agenda, but that was the main one. Losing my mind. I left the diner to go to a meeting about toilet paper. Well, I got to buy it for the year, though. This is a long-term commitment. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I put gas in my... I used my gas to drive back. And of course, this is before the internet, you know, really took off. But even then, the Zoom meetings... So they just went in, they looked at the calendars, the shared calendars in the company, found 95,000 hours and cut them. So how can you get around this? Easy. Do you need to tell your employees something? Make a 3-minute video. Send it out. Tell them to listen to it. I bet you could get it in 3 to 5 minutes, unless it's a major company announcement or something. You'd probably do it in 10. Then there's no chit-chat back and forth. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. 95,000 hours saved in a month at Shopify. Do meetings drive you crazy? You know who gets caught in meetings too? Is middle management. Is the upper management, understandably, because they're not in your cubby every day, they're not in your cubicle every day, feels kind of cut off, and they got to feel like they're going to, you know, got to have some control. So they're going to want to have meetings with middle management. That means middle management's got to have meetings with the lower ranking folks. Unbelievable amounts of time are wasted. Unbelievable amounts of time. All right, coming up on the show, a revolution is happening. It's going to be fascinating to watch it go down. Medical journals, the foremost medical journals on earth, always very respected, are beginning to admit the COVID shot, particularly if you got the boosters. These boosters are destroying people's immune systems, exhausting them, crippling them. Even as the children, half the children in this country, roughly, will have to get said boosters as the price of returning to school in the fall. Is the damage permanent? Nobody knows.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.